Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's April 11, 2022. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and AwakeningPlus.com, and we're here for New Earth Support Team. Welcome to you all, whether you're a member or not, whether you're live or on the recording, you are equally welcome here. We gather every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern to help along the global awakening that's happening, and I'm so grateful to each and every one of you for giving some of your time and energy to be here. So first, let me just quickly check in. Is there anyone here on the live call who is here for the first time? If that is you, then please type a Y in the chat, and we'll leave just a second for that. That'll determine whether I give much of an explanation of what we're doing or not. So it appears there are no brand newbies. If so, then you should be able to catch us along anyway. I apologize, I still haven't put up my little intro video, but I'll get that up soon. Alrighty. So, I invite you now to close your eyes and become aware of your body. I do ask that you give this your undivided attention, so that enables you to have a better experience and everyone else to have a better experience as well. This applies whether you're live or on the recording. We all co-create the field beyond time and space whenever we participate with this event and however. If you need to leave before we're done, and that is before I close the container, then ask the allies to ease you out of the container and you'll be able to leave without disrupting the field. So I ask you just to relax as I call the allies in. If you feel energy moving in and around you, just let that be what you notice. Otherwise, be passive. If you do not feel that, just feel your breath coming and going and still be passive. Don't control the breath. Let it do what it will. So I invite you to do that as we set up the container. Pachamama. Mama Kia Wirakocham Inti Kuichi. I am that I am. I call my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness, my own unconditional love, my own service to other fourth density consciousness or higher. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. We call Amma the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Mount Pisgah, Shining Rock, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Falcon, Deer, Hedgehog. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Now, anyone who's hearing my voice live or on the recording, if you have additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent and you would like to bring them in, please do that now. We'll leave just a moment for additional allies. It's feeling good. Keep them coming. If you so wish. Okay, that feels good. Thank you all. Please take a moment, feel your body, feel the energy in and around you, see if it feels different. Okay, to prepare for our service, we're going to do the embodied awakening invocation. Basically, you're calling your higher self to your human self. And if you'd like to do that, knowing that it will only come to the degree that serves highest good, no overwhelm allowed, and all sorts of yummy stuff, then please repeat after me. Do this out loud if you can, silently if you must. Starting now, speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Please release the words and become passive. Your higher self is now coming into you to the greatest extent that serves highest good, giving you as much awakening as you're ready for, no more than that. Please relax and let it come to you. Any action from the ego trying to make this happen will slow or stop it. So please just relax. You're a sponge. The divine is water. Just relax and let it soak in all by itself. If distraction arises, let it be something outside you. Just keep returning your attention to feeling energy or breath. And please use the least energy, the least effort that and it keeps your attention on what's happening. So you can try dropping to no effort at all. You might even try that right now. Try going to zero right now. And if it's zero effort, you still feel the energy or the breath. Zero is enough. If you've lost the awareness, then add back barely enough effort to feel it again. Always use the least effort that lets you have awareness of energy or breath in this technique. A lot of us are coming into embodied awakening. Just relax in the space. You're holding the space for others, whether you're live or on the recording. Again, all this works beyond time and space. You've hit embodied awakening when you can say yes to the following question. The question is all the following true right now? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. And no matter how awesome it feels, in time it can always get even yummier, even deeper in ways you couldn't even imagine until the next awakening level manifests. And they just come when you're ready. Feeling really nice. Y'all are doing great. Remember to use zero effort if awareness exists at zero, or the minimum effort if zero is not enough. And no effort beyond passive awareness of what's happening on its own, please. Your ego cannot do this for itself. It can only receive it as a gift. We'll leave just a moment longer for it to settle in, and then we'll get about our service. Yep, the field's getting awfully yummy. Thank you all for helping to co-create the space. If you're hearing my voice, you are co-creating this field as much as I am or anyone else is on this call. It is a total co-creation, which is why we ask for your undivided attention. Thank you for giving that. And undivided doesn't mean you're holding perfect, undistracted attention. It just means this is the only thing you're doing. Okay, we got a solid field. Just notice what you're feeling now. You may be feeling only what's happening in your own body. Some of us are now aware of being part of a larger blended field. Again, don't push, don't try to feel anything beyond what you're feeling. Just feel whatever's already there. The larger awarenesses spontaneously show up when you're ready. There's no point trying to make them happen. Just enjoy them when they show up. Okay, we're ready. Allies, we come to serve. We come to serve the Great Global Awakening, allies. Thank you for this privilege. We ask that our service serve the highest good of all, including those of us who are serving. So, allies, as always, we know that you will not give any one of us more than we're ready for. You won't take us deeper into awakening than we can handle. You won't give us more challenging energy than we can deal with. Thank you, allies, for giving each of us exactly the experience that will both serve that individual person's highest good and serve the Great Global Awakening. And speaking to you humans, a reminder that the way this works is each of us becomes a surrogate for the collective. Each of us will receive healing, awakening, or whatever experience serves the highest good. And whatever's happening for us individually will be multiplied like loaves and fishes and will bless many others in a similar way. So that means you, the human, are not sending, you're not visualizing, you're not doing anything actively. It is best if you become completely passive starting now and simply allow to happen whatever happens. I know the allies are completely aware of your presence, your ability, and they will make the best use of you for the greater good. And again, your greater good will also be served. You will receive definite benefit from your service. So everybody wins. That's how the service to other path works. So humans, please relax now and things will start happening. Because of the nature of the work, each one of us will get a unique experience. When so inspired, I will narrate what I'm experiencing, which will be the experience most are having at that time. If that is not your experience, do not use any effort to match my description. Instead, continue relaxing passively into whatever you're experiencing. So just let your experience be what it is. And again, if my narration is different, then just chill out where you are. If there's long silences, know that I am still present. I may or may not do music. It just depends if the allies call for any. So let's all just relax and see what happens. And thank you, all you beautiful humans, once again for being here. Thank you. If heavy energy comes through you, your body may vibrate, shake, tremble. You may cry. You may make sound. Your body may want to move in certain ways. Let all that happen if at all possible. I recommend you don't use any effort to fight or restrict anything that's happening. The allies will only give you what you're ready for. I invite you to trust that. Also know that if any heavy energy is processed through you on behalf of others, that the allies will make sure it's all cleaned up by the time we're done. There's nothing for you to do except allow the energy to do what it will. To the best of your ability, I invite you to release any preference about whether your experience in any moment is blissful or challenging. There may be some of both, who knows? Just let it be what it is. Yeah, they're clearing some energy from Ukraine right now. I'm feeling a little bit of nausea from that. And even if there is some discomfort in your body, it doesn't mean you have to suffer. Suffer is a mental response to a sensation. The Buddhists have a great saying. They say, pain is mandatory, suffering is optional. So even if right now there's some discomfort or whatever is in the body, just be with it, experience it to the best of your ability without preference, and know that it will pass soon. Again, the allies are only going to give you what you are ready to work with. And in this case, your work is simply allowing. Some energies need to be processed through live human bodies, and that's what we're offering here. We're doing for others what they can't do for themselves right now. Nice vibration coming in right now. Just y'all relax and enjoy that. You may be feeling more like energy than flesh now. If so, just relax into that experience. Any heavy energy that's coming through you will go down into earth. And Pachamama, Gaia, the beautiful earth spirit, will happily receive that and transmute it. You know, just really relax into that frequency. It's stabilized now. I'm starting to feel heavy energy coming out through my hands and feet. That's where a lot of the heavy stuff that is being processed through us comes out. Just allow that. Notice, but please do not interfere. The allies are doing all this far better than you could. They're asking me to sing a song. This is a song I've just been working on. So hopefully I got the melody down. If not, I'll fake it. This one's called Abrete Corazon. And it's in Spanish, so I'll read you the English first. Open your heart, open your feeling, open your understanding, set aside reason, and let the sun shine hidden within you. Open old memory hidden in the land and plants under fire, under water. It's time. It's all ready now. Open your heart and remember how the spirit heals, how love heals, as the tree blooms and life endures, that to get to God, you have to learn to be human. Abrete corazón, abrete sentimiento, abrete entendimiento, deja un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol escondido en tu interior. Abrete corazón, abrete sentimiento, abrete entendimiento, deja un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol escondido en tu interior. Abrete memoria antigua, escondida en la tierra, en las plantas, bajo el fuego, bajo el agua. Abrete corazón, abrete sentimiento, abrete entendimiento, deja un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol escondido en tu interior. Es tiempo ya, ya es ahora. Abrete corazón y recuerda cómo el espíritu cura, cómo el amor sana, cómo el árbol florece y la vida perdura. Que para llegar a Dios hay que aprender a ser humano. Abrete corazón, abrete sentimiento, abrete entendimiento, deja un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol escondido en tu interior. Abrete memoria antigua, escondida en la tierra, En las plantas baja el fuego, baja el agua. Ábrete, corazón. Ábrete, sentimiento. Ábrete, entendimiento. Deja a un lado la razón. Y deja brillar el sol escondido en tu interior. Es tiempo ya, ya es ahora. Ábrete corazón. Y recuerda cómo el espíritu cura, cómo el amor sana, cómo el árbol florece y la vida perdura. Que para llegar a Dios hay que aprender a ser humano. Ábrete corazón, ábrete sentimiento, ábrete entendimiento, deja a un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol. Escondido en tu interior. Quite a field we have here. Just relax and enjoy that. I feel a lot of heavy energy coming out of my feet now. Thank you. Okay, they just locked in a new frequency. Relax and enjoy that too. Feels like they're offering a nice upgrade energy here. So I invite you to just relax, be completely passive, and let them give you this blessing. They may need to shake some things out of the way to let it come in, and allow that too if it's happening. So for some of us, a new consciousness is being offered into our brains, and yet I feel at least one person resisting that. So I invite you, if you are feeling any resistance at all to this brain transformation, just for a moment relax and see what happens when you allow the process. I will assure you once again, nothing is going to happen here that does not serve your complete and total highest good. No one's going to get anything you're not ready for. If there's any challenging energy, it will be passed through quickly. That's better. Thank you. And I verbalize these things because if even one person is fighting something, it slows it down for everybody. It's very much an all or nothing field, the way we work. Yeah, it feels like it's flowing better now. Thank you very much for relaxing, whoever that was. Sometimes it's someone live, sometimes it's someone on the recording. I never know. I just know when I feel a little disturbance in the force. Yeah, we're flowing good now. Thank you. Nice. Feel that beautiful energy now locking in. There is your reward for allowing that process. Feel that new vibration throughout your body. So one of our jobs when we show up here at New Earth Support Team is to embody new leading edge divine energies, higher consciousness, in order to sort of be the vanguard so other humans can pick it up after us. This feels to me like what's happening now. It's beautiful new energy. So relax. Is any part of you saying, I'm not worthy? Nonsense. You wouldn't be feeling it unless you were worthy. The way it works in the inner world is you don't even become aware of something until you're worthy of it. So if you're aware of something, if something is happening, a process, those little voices that come up say, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, not deserving, whatever, just acknowledge the voice's concern and just relax and receive it anyway. That's not all of you saying you're not worthy. It's just a small part. And its belief about that doesn't have to stop the rest of you from letting it soak in. Nice. Let that energy just saturate you right there. Beautiful. Feel that being fine-tuned. Relax into that, please. And they're asking me to remind you once again, please stay super passive. No effort, no willpower, no visualizing, nothing active. If you perceive things happening spontaneously, that's fine. Just don't try to initiate anything from your ego, please. Just be fully surrendered, fully open, letting the divine do everything. Yeah, really nice. Just relax into that frequency right there. Just relax as your energy is transformed. Knowing you'll only get what you're ready for. If part of you is concerned, just say, hey, let's try it just for a few seconds, see how it feels. Give it a try. There's another shift. Just feel how your whole body might feel different right now. And once again, if you're not experiencing these things I'm narrating, just relax into whatever is happening for you. The allies are making sure each of us get our own perfect experience. Yeah. It's almost like I'm being squeezed top to bottom, but it's not uncomfortable. There's a sense of energetic pressure and some very interesting brain sensations. So I feel like we're coming into our bodies a little bit now, although there is some more heavy energy release. So the return to body is just beginning. Yeah, so as always, as you become more aware of your physical body, the Allies will bring in as much of this higher consciousness as serves highest good. So allow as much of this higher blissful energy to saturate your physical body as it can hold. As before, there's nothing for you to do except feel what's already happening. Your only job is to not fight it and not try to make anything happening beyond what's happening already. Just allow. Yeah, I feel pretty stable in the body, but it's worth taking a moment here just to experience the way the body feels. I mean, I know I'm fully present in my human form, and yet the body does feel more like energy than flesh. So just take a moment to feel whatever your body feels like right now. It might be different than when we started. Again, I invite you to just be with it as it is. It feels more awakened, more energetic, just allow that to be. Maybe that'll even be your new normal. How cool would that be? My experience with deeper levels of awakening has been that things just get better across the board. So don't feel any compulsion to revert back to the way you felt before, except that you might be getting a new normal that's even better. And if it's unexpected, well, that's the nature of awakenings. They're never what you thought they would be. Not if they're the real deal. Okay, I feel like my body feels very different, but I think it feels like we're grounded. So I'm going to call the directions and then open it up for questions and comments and feedback. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocham Inti Kuiti. Thank you, Alice, for this beautiful experience. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you allies who are working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with that person to the greatest extent that serves highest good for that person. Thank you. As always, I request, allies, that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good, and please help me to know you as myself. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? Alrighty. Those of you who are not members of Awakening Plus, if you enjoyed this, I invite you to check out the membership. There's lots more awesome stuff. Most of our events are not actually open to the public, but they're amazing. So if you want to go deeper into the healing and awakening things we do, just check out awakeningplus.com. Try our $1 for 30-day trial. Check it out for a month for a buck and see if you like it. If so, you can hang around or not, as you wish. But there's certainly no obligation beyond the dollar. So feel free to check that out if you're interested. All of you are welcome to work with me privately. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, internal family systems therapy type stuff. So a lot of one-on-one services as well. You can learn about those at astroshaman.com. All right, that's all the advertisements. Anjali typed, thank you, such strong energy. Now going to head right into my additional meditations. Thanks for being around, Anjali. I have allowed unmuting, so anyone who wishes can unmute themselves. And before I forget, let me just apologize to whoever wrote the song I just sang, because I kept spacing out the proper melody, and I was just kind of making that up as I went. So you did not hear the authentic melody on much of that. I think the melody on the main chorus was more accurate as I went on, but I was kind of improvising there. So again, apologies to the song's composer, and if I'm called to sing that again, I imagine I'll have that down more solidly. But in my years as a singer-songwriter, you learn you just keep going, smile, and just pretend it's right. Faye types, thank you, Benjamin, for the beautiful song, soothing and powerful at the same time. Thank you to everyone for the lovely energies. Nathan says, I had an unusually high level of mind chatter. That happens sometimes. When you have that, again, just let it be there. But if you can be the witness of the mind chatter and realize that mind chatter is not me, treat it like an uninvited guest and just keep returning to your chosen focus, energy or breath, or whatever your sensations are, then that is a good approach. As you get better at the embodied awakening invocation, that can still the mind chatter and get you a good head start there. So Nathan, anyone who hasn't reached a certain level of consciousness is going to have mind chatter. It's just part of the game until then. So you're not doing anything wrong. It's just something you work with until it fades out. All right. Any other questions, comments, feedback? Feel free to unmute, by the way. That's available. So anyone can just hit that mic icon and start talking. Or if you're on the phone, star 6, mutes and unmutes. Brian types, so much appreciated. After a weekend of strain on my body feels less sore and much lighter. Eternal blessings, everyone. Great, Brian. I'm glad that was helpful to you. And I didn't mention it specifically, but when we come here to serve the collective awakening, you know, we ourselves might be among those being served. So, hey, we can both be the server and the servee all at the same time. Part of that win-win I was talking about. And wow, there's still a sweet field in the air. They've still got a strong energy going. They often keep some energy running even after we close the mesa. Always grateful for that, allies. Thank you. Anyone else? Questions, comments, feedback, anything? Kathy types, thank you for a beautiful session. Yes, still sweet right now. Yeah. I'm glad you can feel that, Kathy. Yeah, it's getting stronger, actually. So, wow. Thank you, allies, for saying thank you for your service. They're talking to all of us when they say that. They are always grateful when we show up. Anybody else? If not, we will wrap up. Last call for questions, comments, feedback, anything? Amanda says, thank you very much. Appreciate it. I had a sneezing fit during your beautiful song. I guess I was processing. Yep, sneezing can be definitely an energetic clearing. So I'm sure it was all divinely orchestrated. Don't feel bad. Everyone's muted during the process. So whatever sound you're making will not disrupt the others on the call. Starla types, I replayed the unconditional love immersion multiple times over the weekend, and I feel it has allowed me to go into passive awareness much more deeply. So grateful for everything you do, Benjamin. Thank you. Well, I'm glad you're having a good experience with that. Of course, as an Awakening Plus member, Starla has the ability to get into all the past events and play them as much as she wants. And thank you for taking advantage of that, Starla. And I just have to thank Ayahuasca for opening me to that level so I could do my best to share it with you guys. And they respond with even sweeter energy. Thank you, allies. By the way, just a semantic note here. We are all one with everything. And in a sense, when I talk to the allies, I'm really just talking to myself. And yet, what I'm guided to do is just still use the I-thou language, even though at the deepest level, it's all one thing. It just seems to work better for human brains to hear that. So I just wanted to note that paradox and acknowledge it. And it's just the way they're having me talk right now. And of course, that's all you too. From your perspective, it's all you. Only one consciousness, you know, playing out as the illusion of separate beings. Jeannie types a bunch of hearts. Thank you for those. She says, the song cleared my field so well. Awesome. I guess that song supports multiple melodies. Oh, the energy is nice again. So I'm feeling an ending energy. It's kind of feeling heavier now, not in a bad way, but just sort of more density. And that feels like ending energy to me. So last call for questions, comments, feedback. All right, we'll wrap it up. Thank you all so much. If you're listening to this live or very soon after we post, today's the 11th of April. On the 13th, we'll do a individual and group healing event like we do every month. There will be certain people in the hot seat, but everyone's going to get good healing, even if you don't get specifically focused on by the group. And then Thursday night, we do our community support call like we do every month. And that will not be recorded for confidentiality, but feel free to show up live. Both of those are at 8 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time, Wednesday night, again, for the individual and group healing, and Thursday night for the group community support. So again, thank you all so much. I'm so continuously grateful that you all show up and support this beautiful work. Many blessings to all of you. Good night.